graphic material.
UFO intelligences, you must be prepared to recognize that there may be certain psychological dangers in such pursuit. I'm certainly reluctant to suggest that there may be physical dangers as well, but there do exist psychological risks in regard to people who are all the time meditating and concentrating and focusing their energy upon reaching entities which they believe to be from other worlds or some other dimension. At this point in my research, I basically feel that true contact comes from a kind of process of selection that we may not ever be able totally to fathom. But by the same token, I feel that you can make yourself receptive to receive information, to receive contact from either multidimensional or extraterrestrial beings. Before outlining in detail some of the exercises and techniques that you might use to contact these various entities, I think that I must suggest that to define these entities may be very much to define the true nature of reality. I think that we tell ourselves a great deal about our very own individual purposes and goals when we declare ourselves to be deliberately attempting contact with a source of inspiration and strength outside of ourselves. If we call that source God, then of course we are seeking a higher sphere of reality. If we call that source either extraterrestrial or multidimensional beings, then it seems as though rather than seeking the Godhead or higher intelligence, we are seeking a type of physical interaction. It's as if we see ourselves as being diplomats and we wish to establish a good relationship with the other types of intelligences and beings that may exist in the universe. I think that to say contacting an ET is part of the spiritual quest would be stretching that definition considerably. I think that deliberately to seek ETs in that particular aspect of reality is rather to try to define the farthest reaches of the physical universe. The multidimensional beings, I think, probably exist in a higher kind of sphere and quite likely have nothing to do with...
Tell me that you like it, you don't have to fight it. crazy love. She walks on down the street, shuffling with her feet. She walks into the store. Boy, I love that crazy girl. She brightens up my day, and everything about her is okay. I don't care what they say. I love that girl. I love her tender touch, and everything about her means so much. She's always on my mind. She is so nice and kind. I love that girl so long. I feel just like King Kong. Someday I'll find that girl. I love that girl. I love that girl so much. I can't get enough of her crazy love.
Radio Lora, 97,5 MHz. Du hörst Endlos Sounds. 120 Stunden Musik am Stück. Vom 13. bis zum 18. August, während 5 Tagen, von 5 Orten. Sets von über 70.